This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got much to cover today in this hour up and coming, and I just want to first start it off by talking about how we're going to, during the second, third, and fourth segment of today's radio show, highlight the fact that these Supreme Court justices have been handpicked to war against who we are slowly but surely. Again, read Deuteronomy 28. You'll see the word siege in there. That means slow takeover. Little by little, and it all lines up with what Mr. Frederick Douglass said back in the 1800s. He said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Let me say this again. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Now, I'm also going to be highlighting the fact that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, listen carefully, the Department of Justice, under Donald Trump's administration, friends, asks the Supreme Court of the United States to intervene after judge rules DACA legal. Okay? And I also want you to understand, I'm going to bring you over to Sotomayor, the new Hispanic judge, the Latino judge, who was placed many, many years ago for this time, just like that of Alina Kagan, just in time for homosexual marriage, and just like that of Mrs. Ruth Bader Ginsburg concerning abortion. They're placed, the laws are torn down, and then a new rule of policy wins the day in the United States of America, all to the demise of those that submit quietly to the injustice. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Again, we're going to be talking about DOJ asks SCOTUS to intervene after judge rules DACA legal. Isn't that interesting? Because I've highlighted a couple times on this show that Paul Ryan betrayed the American people, his first legislative achievement, and how it was a total and complete sellout of the American people, masquerading as an appropriations bill. Well, do you remember the very first thing on that appropriations bill, friends? Back in December 16th of 2015. Do you remember what I brought up? And this is why I stay on a handful of topics so we can see them through. Because if we deal with them lawfully and we set the precedent that we will not tolerate crime in government, guess what? We don't have to deal with all the plethora of the issues of the day. Because if we were to dealt with them yesterday, we wouldn't have to deal with new ones today. But let me go back. Paul Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. This was given over to Barack Hussein Obama on December 16th of 2015. America, quit playing. Quit playing the stooges to those that you make fun of. You call these politicians, all the names that you call these politicians, clowns, this, that, and the other thing. But the fact of the matter is, America, until you learn that the joke is on you, you're not going to take this seriously, because they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing to you because you're not sending the message that you're not going to tolerate their crimes. Again, listen to what Frederick Douglass said. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. We're going to be talking about all of that in the second and third and fourth segment of today's radio show. And it's important that you listen. Before I get to this, many people are talking about Cory Booker from New Jersey, this representative. Folks, he's a little insurrectionist. He is an indoctrinated fool, is what he is. And it's amazing how much time the media is giving to this individual who is playing, once again, the race card as they put themselves in the victim position. I'm going to play some audio right after the first segment here, friends. And I want you to hear exactly what I'm talking about. He's talking about his friends over that are African-Americans. And he's talking about Mexican-Americans. No, folks. I want you to understand, we're not African-American. We're not Mexican-American. We're not Muslim-American. We're not Chinese-American. We're not Japanese-American. We're not English-American. We're not British-Americans. We're Americans. Period. And it's interesting how these that decry victim status, once again, are the ones continuously using the same methods that insurrectionists use to those that mean to divide and conquer. And it's also interesting to know that Cory Booker was also giving forth false statistics. In other words, since September 11th, America, he gave some statistics concerning white supremacy groups in the United States of America that have basically zeroed in on those that are here from third world countries, namely Muslims. And of course, the facts and his statistics are completely upside down once again. But if you didn't know the difference, you would think he was telling you the truth. You know, folks, he's giving false statistics for the very purpose that he wants you to believe what he has to say. But I also want you to think, since September 11th, you also need to hear the truth of the matter, because he's giving these false statistics suggesting that people don't have a right to defend themselves from Muslim invasion. And this is what you need to think about. This is what they want you to overlook in their conversations. I'm sick of it. And it's also interesting to note how Cory Booker and others doing the same thing. And it's also interesting to note, friends, I need to interject this, how many, as you would call them, Republicans, you know, you've been led to believe that they're the good guys, have jumped on board with Cory Booker to give way to dreamers. Okay? See, folks, there's no difference. We're either ruled by law or we're not. But what I wanted to highlight, friends, was the fact that Cory Booker loves, and just like Barack Hussein Obama, and just like Al Sharpton, and just like Jesse Jackson, and just like Oprah Winfrey, they love to quote Martin Luther King. They love to quote Martin Luther King. You know, it's interesting, they forget that Martin Luther King was a preacher who was a Christian preacher. They forget that. You know, here's the question. When these people are making their points, the question I'd have for them is, what reference are they given to concerning what's right and wrong in the eyes of we the people in this country?
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I'm agitated. I am. I'm very agitated because they're taking this up another level, folks, by playing the race card. And until people understand the methodology of how they operate, when they operate, most people aren't even going to pay attention to what they're not saying. These people are constantly putting themselves in the victim position so they can assail the law in an attempt to win public opinion to tear down constitutional law so they can have their way. Here, let me give you one more example. I'm going to play this audio for you by Cory Booker, a useful idiot out of New Jersey. He kept talking about dreamers, and you'll hear this. I'm not going to play too much of it, but I want you to... And by the way, it's 11-minute audio. And throughout the whole duration of 11 minutes, it's the same thing. Same thing. And false statistics going right along with it. All the way through. But he keeps talking about the dreamers. The dreamers and how hard it is for the dreamers. And how some people serve in our military and they're dreamers. In other words, they're illegally here in the United States of America. But he talks about dreamers. And he talks about how their fellow Americans, these dreamers, are America. Hey, listen, just to keep in mind, you come in illegally. Hey, folks, we're all Americans. We're all in this together. But we're all ruled by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through common law, like it or not. Period. That's what makes America. That's why we hear continuously one nation under God through our Pledge of Allegiance. I can go on for a whole nother show concerning that. But the bottom line here, friends, is he keeps talking about dreamers and fellow Americans. And then he goes on in his confusion. He blurts out the truth and he says, without documentation. Are you kidding me? And he's trying to get people in government to feel sorry for him so they can go ahead and tear down the laws and just welcome them all in. And by the way, America, I want to let you know, you're paying for it all. You're paying for all of this. You're paying for all of your own demise. But without further ado, listen, this is Cory Booker on the floor last week. Listen carefully.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I just want to say about the DACA issue going on right now, that to me this is a very profound moral issue in our country. It's a moral issue because, as you know, many of these children do not have even memories of their home country. And now in our nation, they're doing things that are extraordinary. In my state, we have DACA.
Okay, hang on a second, Sam. Hang on a second. Okay, so he right away starts off playing the emotions of the American people and those in government by saying they're children. Okay, wait a second. Keep in mind, this is the same government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. So how much do they really have a care for the children? Just wanted to put that in perspective. Go on.
Dreamers who are servants in the military. We have dreamers who are first responders. We have dreamers who are entrepreneurs. One young lady sat in my office and employs hundreds and hundreds of people. And I'm sure you're aware, because you've probably met with these people, correct? You've met with dreamers, yes?
I have not met with DACA recipients as Secretary of Homeland Security, no, sir.
Have you met with them before, dreamers before?
I not as self-identified, no.
So then for your knowledge, a lot of these folks are now hanging not only in the balance of waiting for policy, but it's a grievous anxiety.
Hang on a second. As if to suggest those that are here illegally are having a real hard time waiting for policy to be passed to tear away at our laws. I'm going to continuously interject what he is not saying here. We're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion, period.
In their life and their well-being and their ability to serve. This moment for them, these weeks and weeks of waiting on something where 80% of Americans agree, Republicans and Democrats agree,
false,
that we should find a way for these folks to stay in this country.
False.
What is happening to them right now is unacceptable treatment to people who are fellow Americans, but for the documentation.
Did you hear that? They're fellow Americans, except for documentation. I mean, folks, I don't know about you, but if you get on an airplane and you're going out of the country, you have to have proper documentation before you can get on that airplane to go into other countries. But not here in America, according to Cory Booker.
And you'll have to forgive me. Listening to the testimony has changed my line of questioning a bit, because this is very personal to me. I sit here right now because when good white people in this country
heard
bigotry or hatred, they stood up. Moving into my home community, we were denied housing because of the color of our skin. And there was white Americans from Bergen County who banded together to fight against racism.
Resurrecting, friends, once again, an issue that does not belong to the last six decades of individuals raised up in this country. They are a bunch of insurrectionists using race. Notice how he said white people. See, friends, according to Oprah and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and these other modern-day civil rights leaders, self-proclaimed demoralizers of the faith, the problem in this country is white people. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of it. I'm not tired of the fact that they keep calling out white people. I'm tired of the fact that people are not catching on to what these people are trying to do. They're accusing others of what they themselves are guilty of. Listen to what he's saying.
To fight against hate speech.
No such thing.
Who had broad brush generalities about people based upon their ethnicity, based upon their origin.
I don't see it.
Based upon their religion. What went on in the White House, what went on in the Oval Office, is profoundly disturbing to me. And I'll tell you this, I heard about it when I was in Puerto Rico, when it happened.
Now he's a representative in Puerto Rico, friends. Isn't that amazing? You got all these problems in New Jersey, but he's over in Puerto Rico. What you doing over there, brother? I want to go back on the point that he's making again, and I'm going to continuously play this out, but I'm also going to continuously interject what they don't want you to hear. I just talked to a guy just 2 days ago in Atlanta, and I wanted to ask him the question, Where were you born? Where were you raised? Just in passing conversation. He said, I'm from Mississippi. I said, really? Deep South, huh? I said, being raised in Mississippi, I said, I just want to validate. I haven't been there in a while, but I just want to ask you, you're 40 years old, correct? Yep, he's 40 years old. Did you see any of this division between the blacks and the whites in Mississippi? 40 years old. You know what he said to me? He said, now, I don't get caught up in politics all that much, but the only people I see trying to divide the people is CNN and Fox News. It's exactly what he said to me. He said, I'm 40 years old, and he said, I never seen it the whole time I was raised up in Mississippi. So, friends, again, the question that needs to be answered here is, who's creating all this division? Who's playing the race card more than the media and politicians? Nobody. Nobody at all.
Was there trying to help a community dealing with savage challenges? I can't tell you how many Puerto Ricans brought up that conversation in the White House. I returned to Atlanta to go to the King Center Awards, and from the greatest luminaries from the Civil Rights Movement down to average Americans, this was on their mind. I returned to Newark, New Jersey, and I talked to African Americans from Africa. I talked to...
Wait a minute. So African Americans are from Africa. I just wanted to make sure.
Central American Americans. I talked to regular Newarkers, and this was top on their mind. Yesterday, I talked to the ambassador from Haiti. And to see all that they're doing as a result of this conversation. Now, I've been in the Oval Office many times. And when the commander-in-chief speaks, I listen.
In other words, when Barack Hussein Obama was president for 8 years, Cory Booker's a black man, friends, and he's making an issue of color. He is, okay? But keep in mind, what he's doing is he's going back. He's doing a bit of a throwback here, going back into the commander-in-chief, if you want to call him that, Barack Hussein Obama. He had no problem with Barack Hussein Obama playing the insurrectionist. He had no problem with Barack Hussein Obama entertaining America's sworn enemies in the People's White House. He had no problem with Barack Hussein Obama going to third world countries and blaming the American people for what he and his administration were guilty of. He had no problem, Cory Booker had no problem with the commander-in-chief, as he called him, Barack Hussein Obama, violating and transgressing the Constitution 1,160 times. Now that he's a white president, I really want to tell everybody what my thoughts are. I'm going to point my finger at him and begin to accuse him of everything I've been raised up to believe. But again, it hasn't been here. And isn't it interesting? These people decry things that they themselves have never experienced. And Cory Booker is just one of those guys. Right along Oprah Winfrey and Colin Kaepernick and Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. What a group of people. Folks, they've been scorned, ridiculed, reproached, and rightfully so.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sons of Liberty. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Thank you for making us the number one radio show right now. We appreciate that. Gauging listenership is what we're doing, but out of 89 radio shows, you have us as the number one show right now. We appreciate that. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on our Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, and or if you want to go to our Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If you want to check out YouTube, just posted 5 more videos over the last 3 weeks, friends. Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Either way, YouTube, check them out. Again, we're not magnifying the problems. We're magnifying the law against the problems so we can set peace within the gates, so we can understand and establish the righteousness which we so long for in this country. Also want to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Article 3, Section 1. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges both of the Supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior, and shall, as stated and at stated times, receive for the services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. What happens when they act outside of good behavior? We are to remove them, period. Now, I want to go back just a little bit, and I want to show you how this works. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, appointed. For what reason? Well, one of the reasons we know was to actually enact unlawful legislation, namely abortion back in the 70s. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said out of her own wicked mouth, "Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth that we didn't want to have too many of." Keep in mind, folks, that abortion is aimed at Hispanic and the black populations. I just want you to know that, okay? So as if to suggest that Ruth Bader Ginsburg wasn't appointed to the fox in the chicken coop position for abortion and the issue of abortion just in time, you have to be out of your mind. Now, let me also tell you what Mr. Scalia said, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Scalia. He said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Of course not, because God does not give us the right to kill, nor do we want the right to kill. Okay? Now, moving forward over to Alina Kagan, I had spent some time on Alina Kagan, and we all know that she was appointed somehow in some way as the dean at Harvard. And, of course, Barack Hussein Obama appointed her, and she was passed through through the confirmation from Senate without anybody knowing who she was. Well, Alina Kagan never judged a case a day in her life, as you all well know if you were listening to the radio station, and she is about as debased as they get. She is a reprobate, and a reprobate, folks, you just can't get any lower than the Alina Kagans of the world. But she sits at the Supreme Court justice as a justice just in time for, guess what? Homosexual marriage. Okay. Also keep in mind, Alina Kagan was known for queerifying Harvard, but also keep in mind, contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ, they had an appoint a radical there to do their biddings. Okay. And they did. And she has, so has Ginsburg, so has none other than Alina Kagan. Now, moving fast forward, again, just to show you how this works, do you remember when Chief Justice John Roberts changed the Affordable Care Act and the individual mandate into a tax and thus rescued Barack Hussein Obama's legislation? Isn't that interesting how he did that? Just in time. He shocked the world is what he did, right? Okay, now moving forward. And again, notice Chief Justice John Roberts was there to do the biddings of not to discover and apply law, but to actually play the part of a judicial activist. It's called judicial activism. Just like that of Alina Kagan. Just like that of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And folks, the list goes on. I just don't have time to cover it all. Well, now everybody's talking about DACA. Isn't that amazing? And again, I want you to keep in mind, I've been blowing the trumpet on this one. Paul Ryan betrays the American people concerning his first legislative achievement, and a total and complete sellout of the American people masquerading, again, as an appropriations bill. Keep in mind, the very first piece of legislation on this supposed appropriations bill is the omnibus bill, fully funded DACA. Fully funds illegals coming in. And it shows you, again, that nothing happens in politics that's not first plan. Again, you have got to be out of your mind to think that these people are not systematically in, well, elite, they're allied one with another, to do the biddings as they war against law and God. At the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. And it's a war in which they will not win. The Bible says that the Lord will disannul the covenant of death. The Lord says that he will disannul the covenant of hell. And so he will. But friends, you need to understand that you're allowing these people to turn this country into hell, because these people are attempting to turn the people of this country against the very God of our republic. And it's a war that just will not be won. Now, going back to what is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to get over to Sotomayor in just a moment here. But DOJ asks, listen, the Department of Justice under Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to intervene after judge rules DACA illegal. Now, folks, go back to Cory Booker and his conversation. He says they're talking about DACA, and he's talking about these dreamers, right? And he said they're fellow Americans, they just haven't received their documentation yet. This has been going on for a long time in this country, and you need to understand that your representatives, unbeknownst to them, are digging a hole that they themselves will fall into, it, and I'm doing my best to warn you so we all don't go with them. It's either them or it's all of us with them. And how it is that we have 18 million people in this country, and how we sit back and tolerate the crimes of less than 600 of these people that run the government, and I'm not talking about the arms of government, I'm talking about federal government. That's what bewilders me. And again, what it reminds me of is it reminds me of what Frederick Douglass said. Listen carefully. He's talking to you and me. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Your representatives are handing your country over to a people that want this country in an unlawful manner. They are the ones alluring them into your country. It is your representatives doing this, America. It's not a foreign government doing this to you. I've shown you this a million times. And to prove the point, a federal judge in California, acting outside of his scope of authority, might I add, may have put the halt to President Donald Trump's overturning of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program begun under Barack Hussein Obama. Wow. All you Trumpites, how do you swallow that one? I shared with you yesterday that Barack Hussein Obama began without the consent of we the people through Congress, without their permission to do the things that he did, and he did it over 1,160 times. Yet Donald Trump, giving all these promises to the American people for a year and a half on the campaign trail, now it's his time to operate in a lawful manner, but doesn't do it, and now all the Trumpites are standing back making excuses for those that are calling him names. And those that are obstructing his way to do the things that he does. Wait a second. Barack Hussein Obama didn't ask to transgress the law. He just did it, and you let him do it. Now Donald has the law on his side, and what are you doing? You're making excuses for him as to why he hasn't done it. You're a hypocrite, and you're the worst of men. You're a Judas when it comes to the law of the land. But a federal judge, instead of the people, removing the federal judge, Article 2, Section 4, for an act of treason, because that's really what it is, Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, they're just going to give him all power and authority to go ahead and stop what the law demands. I've done a show in the past, friends, showing you what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. I don't have to tell you what would happen if you went into Afghanistan or Iraq or any other third world nation. Folks, you'd just be thrown in prison or you'd be beheaded. But not here in America. Nope. We have those that are to represent and magnify our laws against crime that are tearing it down and trying with everything within themselves for you to sympathize with those that just need help. And then once they get the help that they need, the first thing they do is they want to tear away at your law and bring in theirs. Wow. Wow. A federal judge in California may put the halt to President Donald's... Hey, folks, can I ask you something? When are you going to put the question to these federal judges as to where they're deriving their authority to tear away at our immigration laws? Nope, don't do that. Just let them keep throwing it down at you, and you just keep subjecting yourself to their injustices and keep acting out in such a fashion that you don't have any power to stop it or to lawfully deal with them. Keep in mind, they are the employee and that you are the employer. But now the Justice Department is stepping in, asking the Supreme Court to intervene and rule on the San Francisco's judges and his determination. Folks, you can mark my words. Just like I've said, when this transition between Barack and Donald Trump took place in this country, I don't care who's in office. If you're under judgment, God's going to continuously keep going down that road until this country repents. And that's the message that I can hear loud and clear. Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21, and that is the message. Repent. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Going to the plants. You know, furthermore, friends, I want you to understand that the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter as to what the law says. And you have been taught to believe that what they interpret as they gut the pith and marrow of the plain meaning of what God said when he said, thou shall not kill, thou shall not commit adultery, thou shall not lie. I don't care what these people have to say when it comes to what the law says. I don't need them to interpret, nor are they on the bench to interpret. They are there to discover what the law says. Like, for example, thou shall not kill, and apply it. Not to say, well, you know what, taking the baby from the womb, let's just rename it, and instead of calling it, well, a baby, in which we all know that's really what it is, we'll just rename it. We'll just call it whatever we want to call it. We'll just call it a glob of, well, whatever people want to say, that's okay with us. We just want you to understand that we're trying to create another bureaucracy so we can bring forth lots of blood money at the expense of innocent babies in the womb. And we'll get the American people to call it a choice when they murder their babies. we'll call it a choice when a man wants to marry a man and a man completely in contradiction of one another, friends, law against the law, common sense against common sense. We'll just call it a choice when they do that. And now they're having a problem with DACA right now, and they're trying to get you to sympathize with those that are here illegally, and that's exactly what Cory Booker was doing. But guess what, friends? Just in time, just like Alina Kagan, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, just like John Roberts, friends, here comes Sonia Sotomayor. And her college past that you won't find in her new book. Isn't this interesting? Sotomayor's time at Princeton takes up much of her book. But her account of her alma mater left a lot out, especially her involvement in left-wing communist politics and explicitly anti-white club. Whoa! Who's the racist, if they want to call it that, friends? They are! Just like I was sharing with you earlier, folks, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Sotomayor was involved in communist politics and an explicitly anti-white club. Now she sits on the panel of judges called the Supreme Court of the United States, just in time for, guess what, friends? DACA. Just in time! Whoa, how did that happen? That's a coincidence. No, it's not. It's not a coincidence at all. In fact, despite her self-description as more as a mediator than a crusader on racial and political issues, the archives of Princeton show that it was just the opposite. And according to the Daily Princetonian, Sotomayor even helped shape Princeton's affirmative action practices and used her position as a student judge to advance a communist agenda. Isn't this crazy? You're going to start hearing a lot more from Sotomayor. You can mark my words. And when it happens, don't tell me I didn't tell you again. You call it arrogance, all you want to call it arrogance, friends. The fact of the matter is do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear? As a sophomore, Sotomayor, then co-chairman of the Puerto Rican student group, filed an April 1974 complaint with the New York Office of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, HEW, demanding that Princeton do a better job of recruiting Latino administrators, faculty, and students. She delivered not one but two letters to the president of the university calling for explicit quotas and timetables for Latino students, faculty, and administrators, and got results. And over the next few years, the university established new hiring and recruitment practices that gradually, listen, there's that word seize, slow takeover, practices that gradually changed the ethnic makeup of the faculty as well as the student body, wrote the Daily Princeton in 2009. Sotomayor demanded more Latinos on campus in 1974 and in 2009. She condemned Princeton's administrators for showing a total absence of regard, concern, and respect for Latinos and accused them of organizing an attempt of a successful attempt so far, she said, to relegate an important culture sector of the population to oblivion. She wrote a letter in May of 1974. Sotomayor saw an institutional pattern of discrimination at Princeton. Later in 1996 speech, she described the complaint as Princeton's affirmative action failures and the ensuing pro-racial preferences as results. A short time later, Princeton hired its first Hispanic assistant dean of students. Folks, you're being ousted. They're making an issue of Latinos, Hispanics, Mexicans. They're making an issue of foreigners not having a position wherever they may want that position. If they can't have it, they decry racism, and then they once get it. And once they get it, then guess what they do? They begin to stack others from their homelands, as they might call them, in the same business or in government to begin to push out those that they don't want there. You know, it just shows you how simple man is. It shows you how ignorant man is. Again, Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. Jesus Christ put this away a long time ago when he died for the sins of the world as he was the propitiation. He didn't die for some, he died for all. But these carnal individuals, these reprobate individuals want to keep making it an issue of race, as if to suggest that the up and comings or those even in the present had anything to do with what they have might what they might called what they may have called racism back in the beginning of the century, up into the 50s and the 60s. But again, it's time to get back. And it's funny how it keeps coming down to the same thing. Again, what they are accusing everybody else of is the very things that they themselves are doing. While Sotomayor's book mentioned her involvement with the Third World Center, TWC, she left out that group's politics. In fact, they were laced with anti-American and anti-white rhetoric. Did you hear what I said? While Sotomayor's book mentioned her involvement with the Third World Center, TWC, she left out that group's politics, which were laced and are laced with anti-American and anti-white rhetoric. And now she's sitting on the Supreme Court, just in time. I say this with a smile on my face. The smile on my face is I'm ashamed of those that don't wake up to the fact that they should be ashamed. And that's really what it comes down to. Hey, folks, I'll tell you this. You go back 15 to 17 years on this radio show, and I just ask you to do me a favor. You listen to every single one of those radio shows, and you tell me where we have failed to miss it. You show me where we haven't been ahead of the game 2 to 5 to 10 years. You mark my word, Sotomayor is going to come up again, and she's going to come up as the hero concerning giving the rights to those undocumented folks, illegal aliens, that they so well deserve. And the media will be right there to try to put her in a light, in a favorable light, as if she is the coolest thing since sliced bread to those that are here as dreamers. Mark my words. You can mark my words. I want you to hear this again. Sonia Sotomayor, who sits on the Supreme Court as a justice, folks, is all about an anti-American agenda and an anti-white rhetoric concerning the group that she was a part of called the Third World Center. Its constitution, the Third World Center, and founding documents made this clear, as does a 1976 document from the TWC, "Oppression breeds resistance," the students wrote in protest of the decision by Princeton's university to reduce the TWC's funding. Because the history of the people of the Third World who have suffered from the United States and its imperialism are the oppressed nationalities within the United States. America, wake up. It's your country. Love you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.